There can only be fragmentation. Disputes and quarrels. Surely, my lords, it is better to have a single Church of England. A single Church of England! With a common prayer book. Common purpose. Now, I ask you to pass this act of uniformity, not for myself, but for my people, who are my only care.
Madam, by this act, you force us to relinquish our allegiance to the Holy Father.
How can I force you, Your Grace? I am a woman. I have no desire to make windows into men's souls. I simply ask, can any man, in truth, serve two masters and be faithful to both?
Madam, this is heresy.
It is heresy indeed.
No, Your Grace, this is common sense, which is a most English virtue.
Your Majesty would improve all these matters if you would agree to marry.
Marry?
Why? But marry who, Your Grace? Will you give me some suggestion? For some say France and others Spain and some cannot abide foreigners at all. So I'm not sure how best to please you unless I married one of each.
Now Your Majesty does make fun of the sanctity of marriage.
I do not think you should lecture me on that, my lord. Since you yourself have been twice divorced and are now upon your third wife. Each of you must vote according to your conscience. But remember this. In your hands, upon this moment, lies the future happiness of my people and the peace of this realm. Let that be upon your conscience also.